11, Section 4, The Cold War Leads to the Korean Conflict. As you read, look for why the Cold War developed, the differences between democratic and communist governments, causes of the Korean conflict, result of the Korean conflict, terms, democratic, communist, Cold War, truce. After World War II, Alabama was changing and growing. At the same time, the political differences between the superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union, were growing. Although the two countries had been allies in the war against Hitler, they had major differences. America has a democratic form of government. That means the people elect their leaders and have a lot of freedom and rights. In a democracy, people can own private property and businesses. The Soviet Union had a communist form of government. A communist state owns all property and the government makes all economic plans. The people do not have a say in who governs the country. Citizens in these countries have few freedoms and are often unhappy. China also had a communist government, and it became an ally of the Soviet Union. The Cold War. These differences in government and viewpoints turned into a big problem. This was because of actions taken by the Soviet Union and its allies. They began forcing communism on other countries. Sometimes they just took over the government and put in communist leaders. A situation developed that was called the Cold War. It was called cold because there was no actual fighting. But the United States and the Soviet Union were in a tense situation. They treated each other as enemies and threatened each other with nuclear weapons. The Korean Conflict. Korea, a country in Northeast Asia, was annexed, taken over, by Japan in 1910. Japan's loss in World War II freed Korea. The Allies then divided Korea in half. Each part was to be protected by one of the two largest winning countries. The United States protected the southern half of Korea. The Soviet Union was an ally of the country's northern half. North Korea had a communist government. Its leaders wanted to make the two parts into one country again, a communist country. The Soviet Union secretly helped North Korea in their plans to do this. A war began on June 25, 1950, when North Korea made a surprise attack on South Korea. China soon joined North Korea's side in the fighting. Military forces from 17 countries of the United Nations were sent to help South Korea. Even with international support, American soldiers, sailors, and aviators did most of the fighting. The Alabama National Guard was called into service as part of the Dixie Division. Training for chemical warfare was held at Fort McClellan. Maxwell Air Force Base and Brooklyn Field trained pilots for the war. New ways of doing things came out of the Korean conflict. These ideas included mobile, movable, Army surgical hospitals, MASH units, and the use of jet airplanes in combat. In 1952, Dwight Eisenhower was elected President of the United States. New Soviet leaders also came into power. Both countries agreed to stop fighting in Korea. The war ended with a truce, agreement to end the fighting, signed on July 27, 1953. Over 35,000 Americans lost their lives in combat in the Korean conflict. Among the casualties were 771 Alabamians. American troops have remained in South Korea to protect it from North Korea. North Korea is still a communist government, but it no longer receives the support of the former Soviet Union. Think it through. 1. Why was the Cold War called that? 2. why did the United States fight to help South Korea? 3. How was Korea divided? 4. What countries were allies of North Korea? 5. What type of training did Fort McClellan provide? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 11. The end of World War I brought many changes to Alabama and the nation. Women gained the right to vote in 1920. Most houses in towns had electricity. With electricity came household items such as refrigerators, electric stoves, and radios. In the 1920s, jobs were easy to find and pay was high, but factories produced more goods than could be sold. Then industries closed or cut back on their workforces. Banks failed and stocks were worth little money. Many people could not find jobs. Franklin Roosevelt was elected President of the United States in 1932. He offered Americans a New Deal to help them out of the Great Depression. Some of the New Deal programs that helped Alabamians were the Works Progress Administration, WPA, the Civilian Conservation Corps, CCC, and the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA. What the New Deal did not accomplish, the need for war goods did. The United States entered World War II in December 1941. Alabama again sent many men and women to war. Most Alabamians worked hard and did without luxuries to help the war effort. They also welcomed home troops when the war ended in 1945. After World War II, the United States and the Soviet Union were no longer allies. The two countries entered a period called the Cold War. Our country was again at war in 1950, this time in Korea. The Korean conflict ended in 1953.